CH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Thanksgiving feast consumed, the millions of people who traveled for the holiday will be facing a definite change in the weather as they head home.
Already, over 8 inches of snow has fallen in parts of upstate New York, and we're going to see up to 10 inches stretching from New Hampshire, Vermont, into Maine through late tonight. All of that's going to wrap up overnight, but by tomorrow, we're going to start seeing that cold blast bringing very cold air across the warm Great Lakes. That's going to bring the lake effect snow machine into effect. So from upper Michigan all the way to western New York, we have lake effect snow warnings, winter storm warnings.
ABC News meteorologist Melissa Griffin. President Biden and the First Lady delivered Thanksgiving meals to firefighters and police on Nantucket Island. President-elect Trump took to his social media to, in his words, wish happy Thanksgiving to all, including to the radical left lunatics who've worked so hard to destroy our country. That's a quote. This is ABC News. High crime in Southern California.
It's a case that started in August when a business got a package it didn't recognize. Inside, there were psilocybin mushrooms. The investigation led Riverside County deputies to a home where a raid this month found a massive operation with buildings for cultivating, processing, storing, and shipping psychedelic mushrooms. Detectives found $3 million worth of mushrooms, a bunch of guns, some without serial numbers, a suppressor, and two ballistic vests. The 43-year-old homeowner is now under arrest on a list of charges. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Florida's Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission announced the recovery of 37 stolen gold coins valued at more than $1 million. The coins were part of a trove of 101 salvaged in 2015 from Spanish treasure ships that sank during a hurricane off Florida's central coast in 1715. 51 were reported correctly, but 50 were stolen. Now 37 have been recovered. Richard Cantu.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I'm going to share a story about me and my money. This starts in my 20s when I was what I will call an avoider. I was an avoider because I just felt like I was bad at money. You know, I didn't want to think about money. I didn't want to do anything with money except make it and spend it and close my eyes and pray that the rent check would cash. I spent a few years beating myself up about not paying attention to my money, until I started having a very short money meeting with myself every month. And those meetings taught me that with a little bit of effort, I could be on top of my money. I could know when it was coming and I could know where it was going. And eventually I was able to make plans for it. So if you're stuck in the avoider trap, hey, I know what it's like. Invite yourself to a money meeting. I promise you it'll pay off. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
The Packers tonight in prime time. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Green Bay Packers and Miami Dolphins at Lambeau Field. The Dolphins are tough against the run, led by linebackers coach Joe Barry, the former defensive coordinator for the Packers, and Anthony Weaver, who played for the Ravens and now runs Miami's defense, Matt LaFleur.
Their defense is outstanding. I think they do a great job in multiple areas, whether it's defending the pass. It's really tough to get explosive plays on them. So I think Anthony Weaver and his staff, Joe B, obviously has been a big help, I'm sure, to him, and good scheme. So it's going to be quite the challenge.
NBA, the Bucks are back home Saturday night against the Wizards. Milwaukee now 9-9 after that horrible 1-6 start.
We all know that collectively we have to step up as a unit. Individually, you got to step up, and it's just time to be ready. So we know what the job is. It's still the same assignment. We're all pros here. We know what to do.
That's Bucks center Brooke Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It's been a long road for the live-action version of Snow White, but there is now a release date in sight. The Disney flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2024. Greta Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Snow White will hit theaters March 21st of 2025. Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy he shared in his new memoir, From Under the Truck. Brolin tells the story of when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Brolin attended a dinner at his stepmother Barbara Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Brolin recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to pull someone from a mudslide on the way to the party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noticed and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Brolin recalled watching Danny Zuko heal the Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. It was surreal just reading that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some flurries of light snow in the overnight. Any kind of accumulation will be well under an inch. Lows near 10. West winds up around 20 at 25 miles per hour. Friday, snow chances wind down. Clouds stay with us. Highs in the upper teens. It's 15 at our studios.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, it's all about comedy as I welcome Chicago comedian Pat McGann and host of MeTV's Tune In With Me, Bill Leff. And we get a sneak peek at a new show called Wabino Volunteer Fire.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Ways you can fight osteoarthritis pain. For more information, visit fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, our old buddy Alex Lawson, the president of Social Security Works, socialsecurityworks.org, strengthensocialsecurity.org. Alex, hey, are you on Blue Sky yet? Rather than giving out your Twitter handles?
ALaw202 on Blue Sky, and I'm not on the bad place anymore either.
Yeah, I am every day I post my daily take, you know, from Hartman Report on 8 different social media sites, from, you know, LinkedIn through Threads through including X. But I no longer engage with anybody on X. I have started engaging with people on Blue Sky. In fact, I moved X off my home screen on my phone. It's now in a little folder titled Social Media, and the home screen social media is now Blue Sky. So I think there's quite a trend moving in that direction.
I agree completely. Yeah. That's basically what I did. I just took my personal off there. We're going to have an institutional presence, but interacting with, you know, bots and Nazis is not a good use of our time.
Yeah, I agree. I didn't want to delete my account because I was concerned somebody would pick up my handle and imitate me. But anyhow, let's talk about Social Security. You have been, of course, you're the president of Social Security Works. You've been paying careful attention to Donald Trump and Project 2025 and the people around him and what he's looking at and what he's talking about doing. And in fact, we had a caller in the previous hour who was like, you know, I'm on Social Security and Medicare, and what's going to happen? So what's going to happen, Alex?
Oh, it's a tough one to predict the future, except that we know the Republicans don't have new ideas. So we just look at what they've done in the past. And I'm pretty confident in these predictions. You know, they're openly saying that they're going to go after Medicaid, which is the largest provider of long-term care in this country, through the reconciliation process. That process allows them to pass something through the Senate with a simple majority. But there are restrictions to that. One of those restrictions is that it can't actually cut Social Security benefits. It is a little grayer on Medicare. There's a lot that they can do on Medicare that increases privatization of Medicare. But the real danger is that through reconciliation, they could set up the Cat Food Commission 2.0, you know, with literally the richest man in the world at the head of it, saying that he's going to cut trillions of dollars out of you know, he's saying it's waste. What he means there is our Social Security benefits. Yeah. So a real danger is that reconciliation or some other trick is used to empower a smoky back room where they do cut our Social Security benefits, our Medicare benefits, and then empower that commission to pass with a simple majority up or down vote with fast track authority. So I know that's a lot, but we're going to have to monitor this at all stages and just expect all of our benefits to be under attack from day one. But I don't want people to like throw up their hands like it's already done. Look, we've been fighting off attacks on Social Security and Medicare from all quarters for over a decade and a half. And what the armor we have and the fight back that we have is these programs are incredibly popular with everybody. In fact, Donald Trump ran on not cutting Social Security and Medicare. His plan on no taxes on Social Security was key to his campaign. He understands the power of Social Security. Now, obviously, we don't believe his promises, but we're going to hold him to that. And we're going to, our sort of watch phrase here, Tom, is sand in the gears and hasten the buyer's remorse. Remembering that nobody voted to cut Social Security, no Republicans, independents, or Democrats. Nobody voted to cut Medicare. Nobody voted to raise their own drug prices. But that's exactly what the elected Republicans are going to try to do. So the fight back is get organized, get loud, and remind people every day that nobody voted to cut our earned benefits so the richest man in the world doesn't have to pay his fair share in taxes.
Yeah, and he only pays into Social Security on the first roughly $160,000 of his income every year. Alex, you'll recall back in the days when you and I were first getting to know each other, as I recall, 2005, it might have been a little later than that, but in 2005, George W. Bush had just gotten reelected, and he said, you know, I earned some political capital in this election, and I'm going to use it. And what he meant was he had already gotten Medicare Advantage pushed through Congress, and up next was going to be Social Security Advantage. He didn't use that name, but basically that's what he was pitching, was that Wall Street would take over Social Security on a parallel track along with Social Security and give people the choice of either staying with traditional Social Security or going with this new privatized program, where you could invest your retirement savings in the stock market, et cetera. And I would be surprised if we don't see that reprised. What say you? I don't recall, frankly, I'm not sure I ever knew exactly what Project 2025 had to say about this.
So a push towards privatization of Social Security is always in the cards when it comes to Republicans. But if you take that story of George W. Bush and you sort of like rewind, watch the tapes. What happened then is he did a roadshow and sold his "I'm going to privatize Social Security," handed over to the billionaires on Wall Street. And every word he said about this, his numbers went down and down and down and down. At one point, the president of the union that represents municipal state employees asked me, said, "We'd gladly pick up the tab for W. Bush's continued tour, because the more he talks, the less popular he becomes." And, you know, in 2006, that was when they lost their unified power. So going after Social Security is always overreach. I sort of doubt, because of that, they're going to come at it through the front door. So I do think we're more likely to see a commission where they can put all of their bad ideas behind closed doors, out of the view of the public, and then try to ram it through with a procedural measure that protects them from, you know, having to hear from their constituents.
Well, that's what Reagan did. I mean, you know, he raised the retirement age from 65 to 67 and changed the cost of living adjustments, I believe, so that Social Security grew more slowly and added and taxed your income from Social Security. Am I remembering correctly?
Yeah, and also he took Social Security away from firefighters, police officers, and many teachers, millions of public employees, which, by the way, is a little, if you're wondering what's going to happen, the 172 Republicans just voted to further that policy and attack public employees. So they are going to go at this again. They like to hold up the Greenspan Commission under Reagan as sort of like, oh, see, that was this bipartisan thing. The truth is that there's nothing similar now to then. So they're not, you know, they're not in any way congruous. Right now, you just have basically, you know, Reagan also put in place the 401k failed experiment, which just evaporated pensions for most workers. Right. So Social Security is in many ways the only thing left. More people depend on it. And also the only quote unquote problems that Social Security has comes from the fact that a billionaire like Elon Musk only pays in on the first $168,800 of income and not a nickel after that. And all of the gains since the Reagan, Thatcher, neoliberal, you know, revolution have gone to the very rich above that income tax. So they're not paying into Social Security. And you don't have to trust me on it. The chief actuary of Social Security has laid out time and time again that rising inequality is the thing that they didn't predict. So the billionaires have caused the problem. The billionaires are why Social Security is facing trust fund depletion, which means an automatic 17% cut in a decade. It doesn't go away. It doesn't go bankrupt, but it is an automatic cut because the billionaires aren't paying into it. So the solution, as you know, Tom, is obviously you just get the billionaires to pay in at the same rate as the rest of us. Right. Unfortunately, the billionaires know that's the solution, too. So they went all out this election. You know, Elon Musk bought Twitter to get Donald Trump elected. And in payback, he's now in charge of the fiscal commission that's going to cut our Social Security and Medicare so that they don't have to pay their fair share in taxes. Again, our armor and our fight back is going to be that that's a deeply unpopular position to take.
Alex, I was unfamiliar with the automatic 17% cut. We got about a little less than a minute and a half here before we hit a hard break. Can you explain that to me?
Yeah, so what happened is in the 83 reforms, the baby boom generation started pre-funding their own retirement, and it filled up the trust fund, and that's right. Exactly what it's supposed to do. And then the trust fund is spent down, which again is exactly what's supposed to happen. It was supposed to last to 2060, which is the lifespan of the baby boom generation. But we've lost 30 years of that to the rising inequality because all of the gains have gone to people above that income tax, $168,800 right now. And so what happens when the trust fund is exhausted, when the trust fund comes down to zero, the benefits are paid for by current contributions. As long as there are workers in this country, Social Security cannot go bankrupt. It can't disappear. Right. But benefits will automatically match the revenue coming in. And currently what that means is in 2035, if Congress says nothing, the trust fund is exhausted, benefits match revenue, which will cover 83% of...
That's just 11 years from now.
Yes, in just over a decade, an automatic 17% benefit cut unless we get billionaires to pay the same rate as the rest of us on all of their income.
Amazing, amazing. Thank you for that. Thank you for the explanation. And get over to socialsecurityworks.org and sign up. You know, get on their mailing list. Alex, thanks so much for dropping by. Always great talking to you.
Great talking to you, Tom. Thanks.
And you can follow Alex over on Blue Sky. We'll be back. It's 18 minutes past the hour. Back with more of the news in just a moment.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Yep, the House Republicans have revived a bill that would allow them to, would allow the Trump administration to crush nonprofits that he doesn't like. I'll tell you about that right after this.
Do you love
love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot!
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, a professor emeritus of democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
The way sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. So let me guess. Your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping. You're still hurt and you're stressed out. If that's the case, clear out your cabinet and reset your health with CBD from CB Distillery. Louise and I have it. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In 2 non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm. 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity. And an impressive 90% said they sleep better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. And I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off when you check out. That's cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for your 20% discount.
Social Security's there, but they want it to cease. You're not free if you're hungry and can't find a meal. SNAP's a lifeline, but they want to repeal. You're not free if you're struggling to survive. When the basics of living are denied, raise your voice, make it clear. Fight for freedom far and near. You're not free if you can't be healthy, fed, and living free. You're not free if you're homeless, nowhere to stay. Shelters and houses.
Welcome back. 25 minutes past the hour. The House Republicans have revived H.R. 9495. It failed to pass last week, but they tried to pass it using fast track, essentially, which requires a two-thirds vote. And they actually had 50 Democrats who supported it. I just don't think they knew what they were supporting. I doubt they will this time. But now they're going to do it through regular order, which means they don't need a single Democrat. All they need is all the Republicans. What this bill will do is allow the Treasury Secretary to designate any nonprofit in the United States as a supporter of terrorism. And instantly, with basically, there is an appeal process, but it's not robust, shall we say. Instantly, they will lose their tax-exempt status, which means that they will lose institutional support if they're getting foundation support. Donations will no longer be tax-deductible. There's a whole bunch of doors that close when a nonprofit loses their nonprofit status. And, you know, whether they're going to use this to go after investigative reporting groups like ProPublica, you know, what they're saying right now is that they want to use it to go after groups that are supportive of people in Gaza. And this is what Abby Maxman, the president and CEO of Oxfam America, had to say about this. He said, this bill would increase the powers of the president at the expense of all of our freedoms and could impact not only organizations like Oxfam, but other nonprofits, news outlets, and even universities who dare to dissent. It would put our ability to respond to some of the worst humanitarian crises at risk and prevent us from delivering life-saving aid to some of the world's most marginalized people. This bill follows the same playbook Oxfam has seen other governments around the world use to crush dissent. Now we are seeing it here at home. Congressman Lloyd Doggett, the Democrat from Texas, leading opponent of this, he said their rush to reconsider this bill is solely to offer Trump more and more power, while Trump's nominees for key national security posts this week indicate how he'll be using it. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Meanwhile, legislators in Texas want to ban websites. Speaking of censorship, I'll tell you about that and pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us. On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of two books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind DrMartyPets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
You know, there's the old motto, it all starts with food. You know, you are what you eat. Yeah. I've worked on approximately 250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turned around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you, you know, my dogs eat your food, and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it's just, it made a difference, a noticeable difference, so I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month. Yeah. Tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, you know, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, you know, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that. You're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field. Dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high-quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly, yeah.
So, or chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
Yeah.
And they're doing so well on it.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Dr. Marty Goldstein. Learn more at drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM.
I just love being on your show.
Yeah, well, thank you.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful, and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Hi friends, Tom Hartmann here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartmann program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartmann.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartmann.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartmann.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. Share the Tom Hartmann Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartmann Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartmann.com. Well, it's that most wonderful time of the year. Or is it? Family gatherings and holiday parties can be fun and are filled with holiday cheer and plenty of holiday goodies to eat. But with a little more holiday goodies on our plates than usual, our health can take its toll. Luckily, we have Just Thrive Probiotic. This is the only clinically proven probiotic and antioxidant on the market. Unlike most probiotics, Just Thrive beats post-meal bloat and indigestion. It supports a strong immune system, it gives you clear, glowing skin, and it can even improve your sleep. Just Thrive comes in capsules or gummies, and it's the perfect gift to keep your gut in balance during the busy holiday season and beyond. Give yourself the gift of health this year and kickstart your new year routine early with Just Thrive. For a limited time, I can get you 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. I've tried a bunch of probiotics over the decades. This stuff works. Once again, go to justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off site-wide. justthrivehealth.com. Hope and move fear. It's not just a game, it's a calculated plan to divide and deceive every woman and man. They aim for the heart, but the wounds in our trust. When words become weapons, they shatter what's just. Weaponizing words, tearing us apart. In every sentence, they poison the heart. It's more than just names, it's control they crave.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Texas Representative Steve Toth, he's a Republican, of course, introduced a bill this week into the Texas legislature that would ban pro-choice websites. Right. It's called the Women and Child Safety Act. You know, it's like these guys, they read Orwell and they thought it was an instruction manual. The Women and Child Safety Act would force internet service providers to block any site in the state of Texas that contains information about how to obtain abortions or how to obtain abortion medication. Even Jessica Valenti's newsletter, which is what I'm reading this from, and jessica.substack.com, it's called Abortion Every Day. Even her newsletter would become illegal under the bill. The way they enforce this is the same way that they did their original ban on abortion, which stood for almost a year before the Dobbs decision and essentially outlawed abortion in Texas by saying that anybody can sue. So the law would allow citizens to bring suits against internet service providers that don't block these websites. And the law itself actually names some websites, including Aid Access, Hey Jane, Plan C Pills, Just the Pill, and Care FM. But, Jessica Valenti writes, it doesn't end there. Toss legislation would charge anyone who raises money for abortion care with a felony. This is a target. There are these abortion funds out there where, you know, if you're poor and you're pregnant and you need to get an abortion or you want to get an abortion, there are funds that will help you do so. And they want to put those people in jail. The legislation prompts the state attorney general, she writes, to investigate and charge abortion funds using the RICO Act, which, of course, was designed to go after organized crime. And as she notes, for a long time she's been talking about how Republicans want to go after anybody who helps somebody get an abortion. Now, Toth, Texas Representative Steve Toth, he's not alone in this. Texas is not alone in this. In Iowa, Republicans have also tried to pass legislation to ban pro-choice websites last year. It failed. But it would have allowed citizens also to sue internet service providers and prosecute abortion funds under the RICO Act. The bills are part of a broader attack, Jessica Valenti writes, on free speech about abortion. Idaho and Tennessee, for example, both actually passed laws that make it illegal to help teens access abortion. Even texting a teen the URL of an out-of-state clinic would be considered criminal abortion trafficking, and you could be put in prison. Now, both of those laws in Tennessee and Idaho are suspended right now because of court cases saying, you know, arguing that you're violating our First Amendment right of free speech. But who knows where this is going to go? Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall, for example, he said, one cannot seriously doubt that the state can prevent a mobster from asking a hitman to kill a rival because the agreement occurred through spoken word. So, too, here for conspiracies to obtain an elective abortion. So obtaining an abortion in the mind of the Attorney General of Alabama, advising somebody on how to obtain an abortion, is the same thing as hiring a hitman to kill somebody. In Idaho, four women, by the way, are suing that state after being denied abortions despite having pregnancies with fetal anomalies. The new talking points among the anti-abortion freaks is that they're killing the handicapped. Now, these are fetuses that will not survive outside of, you know, once they're born, they will die. In most cases, instantly or very quickly. But, hey, they're handicapped, and we don't want to kill a handicapped, right? It's getting wild. So what's on your mind today? Dave in Buffalo, New York. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Thanks. Thanks, Tom. Trump wants to suspend laws and deport between 11 and 18 million people to Mexico. This is what the Mexican president, Claudia Sheinbaum, said in response. Not to stress about Trump's mass deportation plans, she clarified that the immigrant community in the U.S. is welcome in Mexico, and added that in the U.S., if the U.S. begins deporting Mexicans, Mexico will send the 2 million American immigrants back in response. And I was wondering if those Americans are sent back. I was wondering if the Americans are sent back to America. Will they be the ones picking our fruit and vegetables because we won't to keep our prices from going through the roof?
No, they won't. One of my best friends, I mean, literally from college days. You know, I used to live in a house that he owned back when we were both at MSU, or he was at MSU at the time. I was a kickout. Is spending half the year in Mexico. So he's probably one of those people that Claudia Sheinbaum is talking about. You're right. There's a couple million Americans who have just up and moved to Mexico. I mean, you know, there are parts of Mexico that are just little American enclaves. But if she's going to kick Americans out, that's going to get real interesting.
It's a woman standing up for our rights, too.
There you go. There you go. A progressive woman, in fact. Dave, thank you. Thank you very much for that. Thanks for sharing. George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Did you see this morning President Biden gave Ukraine permission to use, you know, U.S. long-range weapon systems such as the HIRAMs and the ATACMS to hit targets in Russia?
Yeah, I saw that. I thought it was the day before yesterday that he did that. But, I saw it.
And also Britain and France followed suit, but they went on Pravda, and they were discussing some of the possible Russian responses, and some of them were Russia would strike F-16 and other NATO support bases in Romania and Ukraine. Russia would supply, you know, like the Houthi rebels in Yemen and the Iranian surrogates with Russian long-range anti-ship cruise missiles so they could hit U.S. and NATO warships in the Red Sea and the Persian Gulf.
Wow.
And Russia would, you know, conduct massive cyber attacks against U.S. and NATO energy suppliers and pipelines. And they thought the least likely response would be Russia use of tactical nukes against Ukraine.
Right. So it sounds to me, George, and you're the expert on this. You speak Russian and you read the Russian news sites, and you have a background in intelligence. But it seems to me that Putin is running out of popularity, that this war has hurt him badly, and that he may be thinking, and he's in his 70s now, and there are some who suggest he's had a couple of health scares. that he may be thinking that a world war, non-nuclear, but a world war would be his best way of hanging on to power. What do you think?
Yeah. Same thing, yeah. That's a well-known tactic. You know, same thing with Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
Same with some of the other dictators. You know, to divert attention from problems at home, they say, oh, we'll have a nice little foreign war.
Yeah. Well, it's what Reagan did. It's what Thatcher did, you know, with the Falklands, Thatcher, Reagan, Grenada. George Herbert Walker Bush with, you know,
yeah, with the Gulf
Kuwait.
War, et cetera.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and what's your assessment of the chances that Donald Trump may want to have his own little war if he starts experiencing a lot of push? Let's say Elon Musk actually starts the process of cutting Social Security or Medicare or, you know, other benefits that are very popular, and suddenly there's a lot of, you know, national pushback, and Trump decides, hey, it would be nice to have a little war. How does that play out in your mind?
Well, that would be a possibility. I know maybe some of the, situations like in Syria or China, Taiwan. Yeah, it's a possibility if things go wrong and, you look for a distraction. It's a well-known tactic.
Yeah, yeah. In your opinion, did when Clinton inserted the United States into the Balkans, was that a legitimate response to an ongoing, ethnic cleansing / genocide, or was that an attempt to distract us from Monica Lewinsky? I've heard the latter argument from Republicans.
Right, I think it was the tail wagging the dog scenario. Although there were, since Serbia was conducting that, ethnic cleansing, I think there was some justification for his attack against Serbian military.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
I think it was a two-pronged, distracted attention from his problems, his sexual assault problems and all that. But,
right. It didn't hurt.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how things play out.
Yeah, I agree. George, thank you for the call. I always look forward to your insights. I really appreciate it.
Same thing here, Tom. That's the good work.
Thank you. I'll do my best, George. We'll be right back. It's 45 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with this video. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cotton Krispies, their Wild Caught Cottonskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on Air.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Thanksgiving feast consumed, the millions of people who traveled for the holiday will be facing a definite change in the weather as they head home.
Already, over 8 inches of snow has fallen in parts of upstate New York, and we're going to see up to 10 inches stretching from New Hampshire, Vermont, into Maine through late tonight. All of that's going to wrap up overnight, but by tomorrow, we're going to start seeing that cold blast bringing very cold air across the warm Great Lakes. That's going to bring the lake effect snow machine into effect. So from upper Michigan all the way to western New York. We have lake effect snow warnings, winter storm warnings.
ABC News meteorologist Melissa Griffin. President Biden and the First Lady delivered Thanksgiving meals to firefighters and police on Nantucket Island. President-elect Trump took to his social media to, in his words, wish happy Thanksgiving to all, including to the radical left lunatics who've worked so hard to destroy our country. That's a quote. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, Glickin Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's been a long road for the live-action version of Snow White, but there is now a release date in sight. The Disney flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2024. Greta Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Snow White will hit theaters March 21st of 2025. Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy he shared in his new memoir, From Under the Truck. Brolin tells the story of when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Brolin attended a dinner at his stepmother Barbara Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Brolin recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to pull someone from a mudslide on the way to the party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noticed and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Brolin recalled watching Danny Zuko heal the Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. It was surreal just reading that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some flurries of light snow in the overnight. Any kind of accumulation will be well under an inch. Lows near 10. West winds up around 20 at 25 miles per hour. Friday, snow chances wind down. Clouds stay with us. Highs in the upper teens. Right now, it's 13.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special edition of the show. We'll look at Black Friday deals and look back at a couple of great interviews of the year. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
In South Bend, Indiana. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Great to chime in with you again today. You mentioned about the wars, mentioned George Herbert Walker Bush. The war he first started was the invasion of Panama to extradite Emmanuel Noriega into justice instead of sending the SEALs, the Army Rangers, Air Force paralegal, military. He does a massive downtown Panama City invasion. 5,000 innocent people get killed, and I heard 2,000 were buried in a mass grave.
Yeah, I recall that. And apparently the story was, and I never followed up on this, so I don't know, you know, what came out from subsequent investigations. But the story was that Noriega had been laundering money for a bunch of American billionaires who were in tight with the Bush family. And that's why, and Noriega was about to spill the beans, or, you know, as his way of hurting George Herbert Walker Bush and his family. And that's why Bush took him out. Do you know anything about that, Mark?
No, that's what I heard of it. Something else I want to chime in on: when they passed the 1983 Social Security Act, one thing that is, a lot of people work good manufacturing jobs, 20 or 30 years, then with the Reagan policy of neoliberalism closed down a lot of manufacturing plants, and a lot of them were moved off-seas. And these men and women, they didn't have they had replacement jobs working like in video, rental places, service jobs, fast food, running medical stuff. And so what they had to do when they got 62, they went to retire early. And even with their income, anytime their income like hit at the $22,000 range, for every $2 over, and that's a 50% penalty. That is the highest penalty or highest tax on working people who work their whole lives. And fair is tax, and neither Bill Clinton or Barack Obama or even Biden rescinded that law. That's something they should have worked on and turned the face against working people.
Interesting. I was unaware of that. Mark, thanks. Thanks for the background and for the story. I appreciate it. Jacob in Taos, New Mexico. Hey, Jacob, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I just wanted to note again that the Republicans pretty much stole our election with their own unlimited money and finances and resources and media. And I think that, you know, the Democrats should. I mean, what we do is just say, all right, Biden, you got a doctor's vote. You know, you need to step down. Kamala becomes president. Lex gets her, I guess, Joaquin Jeffries and stuff. But, and then she declares a state of emergency where we have to go after Israel, where Netanyahu went rogue. And so we go in there, we blockade them, we take their nuclear weapons away, and during the meantime, Trump and those guys don't get in, and we just sort things out that way.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen, Jacob. You're talking about this as a strategy for Biden to stay in power? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, so we don't allow, you know, the fast-tracking of destruction of our Earth and stuff, you know, with the Republicans, what they want to do.
No, you know, I'm all in favor of stopping the destruction of our Earth, and there's no doubt in my mind, and obviously in yours, that Donald Trump, you know, he's putting a natural gas executive in charge of the Department of Interior, where there's millions and millions of acres of federal land that you and I own, and they just want to turn it over for fracking, you know, over to the fracking industry. That's going to kill the Earth a whole hell of a lot faster. I'm with you, but there's no way that Joe Biden is going to prevent the peaceful transition of power, and B, even if he was inclined to do it, I'm not sure that strategy would work.
The only way out from this, I see. I mean, he's mentally cognitively declining. I mean, why couldn't he get a doctor's order and saying, hey, we got to let this go, give it to Kamala?
Yeah, like I said, it just ain't going to happen. Jacob, I got to run. Thanks a lot for the call. We're hitting the top of the hour. On the other side of this break, Stephen Spoonamore is going to drop by. We're going to be talking about what happened with the election and was there some hanky-panky? Stick around. It's going to get interesting.
It's you're listening.
Wonderful time of the year. Or is it? Family gatherings and holiday parties can be fun and are filled with holiday cheer and plenty of holiday goodies to eat. However, with a little more holiday goodies on our plates than usual, our health can take its toll. Luckily, we have Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the only clinically proven probiotic and antioxidant on the market. Unlike most probiotics, Just Thrive will keep your gut in balance during the busy holiday season and beyond. Give yourself the gift of health this year and kickstart your New Year routine early with Just Thrive.
For a limited time, you can save 20% site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Once again, go to justthrivehealth.com and use that promo code TOM for 20.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, we'll revisit some of our favorite recent interviews, including children's author Laura Bird and meeting new state legislator Christian Phelps.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.